The Hopkins County United Way had their final report meeting for this year's campaign Thursday morning. Drive Chair Chris Voorhees was very pleased since the drive went way over its goal this year.
Really, it was another blessed campaign. I mean, we exceeded the goal by quite a bit. The total number as of now is 187,907. So, you know, we're sitting at almost 188,000. The goal was 160. So, you know, we've exceeded that goal by almost $28,000. And I really feel like we will get to at least 190 when we get additional contributions that are still out there that are coming in. But we want to just finalize the campaign on our end as far as the workers and the commitment they've made. They've worked hard. They've ran long this year. We've postponed the meeting from last week, which was supposed to be our final meeting, to this week. And then we had a funeral to postpone for. So here we are meeting on Thursday. And it's been a great, another blessed campaign. The Lord's hand's definitely in it, and it's awesome to be a part of it.
Yeah, you think about last year and trying to match that, and sometimes you take your eye off the ball and think, you know, you forget how far over the goal we are.
That's exactly right. I mean, $28,000, that's $28,000 more that we're going to be able to give to our community. And so that's awesome. It's not quite where we were last year, but last year was just extremely blessed. Mm-hmm. A lot of neat things happened last year in the campaign. And, you know, who knows? God may pull this one out too. He's very capable, there's no doubt.
Yeah, you mentioned some real big ones still out there that you're looking for, and they just, you know, some of them just don't do anything until, you know, the end of the year.
That's right. The Walmarts, the Lowe's, the bigger corporate donations that come in. I say bigger. They're big corporations. The donations may not be very sizable, but they count, and they increase our number. And Summit Energy, they're working on their campaign still, and they did well last year. And, you know, if they come in and just duplicate what they did last year, it'll be a nice little donation from them as well. And that's a growing company.
Yeah. This kind of campaign, I'm sure it makes those allocation meetings when they come up a lot of fun.
They do. You know, the first one opened my eyes to who all we helped. The very first allocation committee I actually got to sit on, and that's where United Way really tugged at my heart, and I saw the big picture. This last year, knowing that if we exceed the goal, these allocations, these organizations are going to actually receive more than we're allocating to them. So all along, I knew we did it the previous year, so I felt like we could do it again, and we have. Mm-hmm. So knowing what we allocated and knowing that every one of them are going to receive more, that's awesome, because that's just more people they can help.
You also had another heartfelt thank you, you know, from one of the people that receives the help.
Yeah, that was Vanessa from Community Chest. Mm-hmm. They would not be in Hopkins County if it was not for United Way. We are their primary funding source, and they do an awesome job in our community helping those that are truly in need, whether it's they lost a job and just need a meal to get them through a couple of weeks or maybe even longer, and they can go by there and get groceries once a week. And you know, it may not be a whole week's worth of groceries, but it's enough to help them get over that little hump, give them hope that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and help them to keep plugging through.
KSST News.